This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Massive seabird die-offs happened again this summer. According to the National Park Service, reports documented thousands of dead short-tailed shearwaters from Bristol Bay and lower numbers of other types of birds found deceased in the northern Bering Sea and Chukchi Seas. This marks the fifth year in a row Alaska has seen mass seabird mortality events.
Of all the carcasses that we've collected and sent in, and that people have examined or looked at anyway, it's starvation. The birds are dying of starvation.
Kathy Kulitz is a seabird section lead for Alaska with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Besides unusually large amounts of dead birds, Fish and Wildlife also received reports of lethargic seabirds staying in nearshore areas, places where Kulitz says they wouldn't normally be found.
Like up inside bays and harbors. And this has been even happening in the Gulf of Alaska near Kodiak. There's some shearwaters washing in there, and down in Bristol Bay, they were moving into inshore waters. During the salmon gillnet fishing season, they were getting caught in gillnets when they don't normally occur in that region.
Gilbert Pungawi of Savunga noticed similar patterns from his home on St. Lawrence Island. He says before this season's die-off began, the cliffs on the east side of the island used to be a seabird spectacle.
Just from our village, we could hear all those wings beating, going around and around. It just blackened the sky. The auklets, the lesser auklets, the myrrh birds. And it's so amazing that when you go to the cliffs yourselves, you know, they're flying right by you. It's amazing how you would think that they would collide together, but they don't.
Pungawi gets emotional describing what he's seen this summer.
To see our cliffs empty. No more spectacle. I think the best way I could put it, because I walked to the cliffs and my heart just sank. Ghostly eerie to not see this like it used to be.
He suspects some species of birds moved further north to find new feeding grounds instead of staying on St. Lawrence Island this summer. Pungawi says some birds abandoned their chicks in order to survive and left the nest to have a better chance to produce more offspring next year. According to Kulitz, official toxicology reports need to be finished, but so far they've been able to rule out some widespread bird diseases as the cause of the die-offs. You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.